WM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another email for federal workers with another deadline for listing on-the-job accomplishments.
Many federal employees received a second email this weekend demanding they list five tasks they completed at work last week, according to emails reviewed by ABC News. The emails give a Monday night deadline and do not address whether or not replying would lead to possible job loss. But Musk saying those who fail to respond will be fired, writing on X, "The president has made it clear that this is mandatory for the executive branch."
That's ABC's Selena Wang. Israel has begun blocking all aid into Gaza again. Hamas hoping to move into phase two of the ceasefire. Israel trying to extend phase one. At the Oscars, Anora won Best Picture. Director Sean Baker pushing for more funding for smaller films like his.
I want to thank the Academy for recognizing a truly independent film. This film was made on the blood, sweat, and tears of incredible indie artists.
146 measles cases across nine Texas counties now. This is ABC News. Wildfire is burning across the Carolinas. The flames stoked by dry conditions and gusty winds, similar to what California experienced a few weeks ago.
The fire was raging right across the street. I was told that I had to evacuate, and we got my mother-in-law and my wife out.
That man and his family able to safely leave the community of Beach Church, Carolina. This could be a tough weather week for others in the southeast as well.
The severe thunderstorm threat really ramps up into Tuesday with damaging wind gusts, hail, tornadoes, all possible from Texas to Alabama and in New Orleans. It's not just those storms, but strong damaging wind gusts throughout the day. That could impact Mardi Gras festivities into Tuesday night.
ABC meteorologist Danny Beckstrom. Opening statements are expected to begin in a couple of hours in the trial of a man charged with killing seven people and wounding dozens of others at a 4th of July parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park, Illinois. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Yesterday, March 2nd, the city of Park Falls experienced a water main break. Located at 5th Avenue North next to Park Falls Hardwoods, work crews were on site and some residents may have experienced a lack of water for a period of time during the repair. And residents in the area may have experienced discolored water, air in the water, and possibly low water pressure. The repair was scheduled to be completed by yesterday evening. Once again, for anyone wondering, residents in the area, 5th Avenue North, next to Park Falls Hardwoods, may have experienced some water issues. Those were due to a water main break. Sunday, March 16th, it's the Knights of Columbus St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner. This is taking place at Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut with 1 p.m. bingo and 4 p.m. booyah. Adults are $6, students are $3, and preschool is free. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, March 16th, over at Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut. The Attorney General met with the Mayor of Green Bay, lawmakers, and concerned community members to discuss immigration efforts in the city. Lisa Hale has the story.
Fears from the immigrant community were heard in a roundtable discussion in Green Bay Thursday. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
A lot of the fear we have heard, that we heard about today, relates not to specific actions that have been taken, but to rhetoric that's been out there. So discussions about raids at schools or raids at churches.
While the roundtable discussion with Call, 89th Assembly Member Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, and Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich, with members of the immigrant community, was not open to the media, a press conference was held afterwards. Genrich said that while immigration enforcement is focusing on dangerous criminals in Green Bay, immigrants are welcomed and needed in the city.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
Community-supported agriculture projects across the state being hard hit with federal funds being withheld. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. One of those, the Fair Share CSA Coalition. Tess Romansky is the communications and development manager there. She said they found out that one of their signed and contracted grants has been terminated. That grant was specifically designed to promote community-supported agriculture.
You know, that's a really big blow. We had the contract. We had planned this amazing project to do a lot of research into CSA, make CSA accessible, and provide a lot of resources for farmers to be able to market and reach new audiences. And so with our loss of funding, with all of these talks of funding freezes and conservation programs under question, it's a really hard time to be a farmer and just face all these uncertainties of farming is hard and federal support is important to make sure our small-scale farmers can survive. Now is a great time to show your local farmer that you care.
Tess Romansky, Communications and Development Manager for Fair Share CSA. What they're doing now is trying to encourage citizens to think about buying local. Get involved with a subscription farmer near you. She says everyone is a little bit different, but basically it allows you to support farmers locally and help offset the loss of some of those federal funds. You can find out more online, csacoalition.org. csacoalition.org.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
And the much-awaited U.S. Champion Cheese event gets started officially tomorrow in Green Bay at the Resch Expo Center. If you're not making the trip to the big event, you can still watch some of the judging online. Go to uschampioncheese.org, and you can watch all the action right there. The champions will be announced on Thursday. That's a look at food news on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense. Part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be partly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to around 50 this afternoon. Rain showers likely tonight, tomorrow, with rain changing to snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. And there could be several inches of accumulation with that one. Going to be windy with blowing snow too. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24. 98 Q Country.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking beats and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your fiddling bee at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. And the lady in a long black dress, well, she won my heart. It was no contest, with a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love and laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. I'm the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Tomorrow I'm gonna leave here. I'm gonna let you go and walk away like every day I said I would. And tomorrow I'm gonna listen to that voice of reason inside my head telling me that we're no good. But tonight I'm gonna give in one last time. Rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow. We're like fire and gasoline. I'm no good for you, you're no good for me. We only bring each other tears and sorrow. I'll be stronger. I'm not gonna break down and call you up when my heart cries out for you. And tomorrow, you won't believe it, but when I pass your house, I won't stop, no matter how bad I want to. But tonight I'm gonna give in one last time. Rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow. We're like fire and gasoline. I'm no good for you, you're no good for me. We only bring each other tears and sorrow. But tonight I'm gonna love you like there's no. Tonight I'm gonna give in one last time. Rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow. We're like fire and gasoline. I'm no good for you, you're no good for me. We only bring each other tears and sorrow. I'm gonna leave here. Yeah, I'm gonna let you go and walk away like every day I said I would.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Cops were nipping on our heels, pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels, shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster, took the dirt road, had the radio blasting, hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late, 'cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Born to kill tattoo, tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
That hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk, gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah, man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Too good to us. Good people in a back row pew. Good dirt that the corn grows through. Good water that can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. That river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two-lane roads. We either stole every sign or left a mess.
First,
I'm Riley Green.
Picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of keystone.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet 98Q Country.
Texas.
been rumored that I'd die. But I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
All right, George, good to know. George Strait, good to know that he's alive and well in Tennessee. And a Monday, good morning to you. Hope your weekend was, at the very worst, okay. And at the very best, awesome. Like we've said many times before, the only problem about having a really awesome weekend, you're like, oh man, that was a great week, is now it's Monday. But it's a good problem to have, I guess. If you're going to have a problem, it's a good problem to have. We have a snowstorm on the way. We certainly do. Late tomorrow night and into Wednesday, we're going to see some snow and maybe a little bit of rain mixture with that in the early part of it, but the brunt of it is going to be snow. And they're talking about several inches. It should not affect our tournament basketball games tomorrow night. It's not expected to hit our area till late evening tomorrow. So we're hoping that that forecast will remain true. So the details of this event, say a rain and snow mix, is expected Tuesday evening before changing over to all snow. Let's see here. I'm looking for an accumulation. I saw a 6-inch amount yesterday. So the snowfall is expected to taper off in coverage late morning on Wednesday to mid-afternoon. And Wednesday we'll see the wind's going to be blowing around too. So that's going to be a factor. So several inches of snow. It'll probably be the, you know, the wet, slushy type of stuff, I would guess. So travel conditions late Wednesday or late Tuesday night and early Wednesday. The Wednesday morning get is going to be interesting with several inches of that wet, heavy snow likely and then tapering off on Wednesday. Today, absolutely fabulous. If it was just a little bit too cool and maybe a little bit too breezy over the weekend to get out and go for a walk, there are no excuses for today. 46 is our forecasted high, and the winds will be rather light. Mother Nature will give us a little bit of sunshine, a little calm before a winter/spring storm hits us late Tuesday, Wednesday. Those winds will be south today at about 5 to 10. We do have a chance of some rain today, though, so grab that umbrella or keep an eye on that. But we will see some sunshine this morning that'll give way to occasional showers during the afternoon. But I think, all in all, I think you're going to be all right with the day with temperatures rising to 46 and rather a light wind. Lots from the weekend. State wrestling, girls, regional championships from the weekend. State hockey, qualified teams for state. We'll gather all that info and share who's going where and who did what on the way for you in just a little bit. After 7 o'clock, twice an hour news and sports. So ABC, let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another email for federal workers with another deadline for listing on-the-job accomplishments.
Many federal employees received a second email this weekend demanding they list 5 tasks they completed at work last week, according to emails reviewed by ABC News. The emails give a Monday night deadline and do not address whether or not replying would lead to possible job loss. But Musk saying those who fail to respond will be fired, writing on X, "The president has made it clear that this is mandatory for the executive branch."
That's ABC's Selena Wang. Israel has begun blocking all aid into Gaza again. Hamas hoping to move into phase 2 of the ceasefire. Israel trying to extend phase 1. At the Oscars, Anora won Best Picture. Director Sean Baker pushing for more funding for smaller films like his.
I want to thank the Academy for recognizing a truly independent film. This film was made on the blood, sweat, and tears of incredible indie artists.
146 measles cases across 9 Texas counties now. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The Ashland County Highway Department has put out a notice relating to road conditions. In a Facebook post, they stated that they are monitoring the road frost depths daily and are hopeful that conditions will hold without much surface thaw over the next few days until it cools off again. But with conditions changing rapidly, they could have to post weight restrictions with little notice, if necessary. If you were using the roadways at this time, it would be beneficial to all if you could restrict hauling to nights or early mornings on the warmer days. This might allow the Ashland County Highway Department to not have to post the roads right away as they start to see surface damage, especially on the gravel roads. Saturday, March 15th, it's the Flamborough Area Sportsman's Banquet. This will be taking place at the Northwood Supper Club on Highway 70, with a social hour at 4:30 and dinner at 6:30. Tickets are $30, but the deadline to buy those tickets is March 8th. There will be gun raffles, games, and an auction. To purchase tickets, you can call Leroy Schultz at 715-762-4413. But remember, only 125 tickets will be sold, so order early. 100% of these proceeds will remain locally to help financially support educational programs and the preservation of the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports heritage. The spring thaw has begun a bit early, and with frost leaving the ground, heavier loads can't use our roads. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
The 5 days of warm temperatures have ended the frozen road declaration statewide. This went into effect at midnight, and road restrictions will continue as field staff continue to evaluate the conditions. They do this with frost tubes. These are liquid-filled and placed under the pavement. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local governments.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense, part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
With spring just around the corner, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you. It's your last chance to catch our President's Day sale with big savings on what you need to refresh your home. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley sectional, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more, so you can sleep better. Hurry into Macy's before this weekend is over, because our President's Day sale ends Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be partly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to around 50 this afternoon. Rain showers likely tonight, tomorrow, with rain changing to snow tomorrow night through Wednesday, and there could be several inches of accumulation with that one. It's going to be windy with blowing snow, too. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
98Q Country.
I can't count the times I almost said what's on my mind, but I didn't. Just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't, I just couldn't. Baby, I know that you've been wondering, so
case you didn't know, baby, I'm crazy about you. And I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you. Even though I don't tell you all the time, you had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you didn't know, the way you look tonight, that second glass of wine, that did it. There was something about that kiss, girl, it did me in. Got me thinking, I'm thinking, all of the things that I've been feeling. It's time you hear them. In case you didn't know, baby, I'm crazy about. Said that I could live this life without you, even though I don't tell you all the time, you had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you didn't know, you got all of me, I belong to you, yeah, you're my. About you, I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you. Even though I don't tell you all the time, you had my heart a long, long time ago. Yeah, you had my heart a long, long time ago.
On at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone with a steel rod that's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you want to break home in a school zone with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more
something that I mean to give you and then take back. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that.
AQ Country.
Some things in life are meant to fly. They're coming and they go.
Like a runaway southbound train, like an Arizona desert rain, like lightning in the sky, like fireworks in July, like a left field home run ball, like a whiskey shot at last call. It's like she was made for moving on. That girl is going, going on. Can't hold on to letting go. Change the way the river flows. Loving her's like roping in the wind. Like a runaway southbound train, like an Arizona desert rain, like a lightning in the sky, like fireworks in July, like a left field home. Shot at last call. It's like she was made for moving on. That girl is going, going, gone. She ain't got one bit to stick around. There's no sense in trying to slow her down. Like a runaway southbound train, like an Arizona desert rain, like a lightning in the sky, like fireworks in July, like a left field home run ball, like a whiskey shot at last call. It's like she was made for moving on. That girl is going, going, gone.
Combs at 98Q Country, a good one today, and then snow on the way late tomorrow. We'll see temperatures rise. I had said 46 earlier, then our meteorologist trumped me on that, thanks a lot, and said close to 50 today. The sun will be out. It'll be a nice day. Might see an afternoon rain shower. We're going to see precipitation move in late tomorrow night. Again, should be late enough for those of you thinking, well, what about the tournament game tomorrow night between Shawamigan and Phillips? We should be okay on that. Right now, the precipitation is not scheduled to move in until later tomorrow night. And we got a local game on that with Shawamigan and Phillips. So right now, anyway, it looks like we should be okay for that game tomorrow night. But late Tuesday night into early Wednesday, we're going to see several inches of probably slushy snow, I would guess, with temperatures lingering. I mean, it's not going to be too cold. We're going to see temperatures, you know, probably in the right around that freezing mark. So if you're doing stuff Wednesday, early Wednesday, it's probably going to be very difficult to get around. So adjust your schedule accordingly. So if you don't have to be out and about and making long road trips on Wednesday, that would probably be a wise idea. Wrapped up our Snowball Throwdown Showdown. Everybody who won via text, our Friday winner, has been notified, so everybody should know. You got a couple of weeks. Get on in here. If you want a certificate at least call us and say, hey, my schedule's this, that, yada, yada, I'll be in. So we'll set it aside. Because if you win a certificate and we don't hear from you for like, a month, we usually put it in our prize pack to re-gift in another contest, which we will be having. We got a couple coming up. We got the NCAA Pick'em Contest, which is looming, 2 weeks? I think they wrap up the Big Ten season this weekend, and then the Big Ten tournament is the following weekend, and then the NCAA tournament starts. So I think we got like 2 weeks from Thursday is when the core of the bracket begins without the play-in. So we'll get our NCAA bracket contest going again with fabulous and glamorous prizes, as always. If you want to be a part, if you've never been a part of our NCAA Pick'em Contest, it's free. It's all online. If you want to be a part of it, shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us, and we'll put you into our group, our morning show group that does the contest, and then you'll get notifications of the brackets and all that good stuff. So if you want to be a part of that in a couple of weeks, put it on your to-do list today. Send Joel an email. Say, yo, morning dude, I'd like to be a part of the NCAA Pick'em Contest, which again is free. WCQM@civicmedia.us. The yo part is optional. Focus on the family. Let's get this Monday, March 3rd rolling. A little words of wisdom.
Most toddlers have one thing in common. They want their own way. And we've all seen the throw yourself on the floor tantrums they'll use to get what they want. So parents, when the kicking and the screaming starts, do you know what to do? Here are a few helpful suggestions. Most importantly, when your child demands his own way, don't give in. If you do, he'll learn that his tantrums actually work, and he'll more likely throw a fit the next time he wants something. You're training him to do it. Step out of a restaurant if you have to, or leave a shopping cart behind, but deal with the tantrum swiftly. Teach him that you're the boss, not him. The next thing is to make sure the discipline fits the behavior. Young children are concrete thinkers. They're black and white, so consequences should connect to their disobedience. If your child sneaks a treat, don't let him have dessert after dinner. Or if he's selfish with a toy, take it away until he's willing to play nicely. And whenever possible, allow natural consequences to be the teacher. I remember a cold winter's day some years ago when one of my boys insisted on wearing his favorite pair of shorts. Before we even got to the car, he knew he'd made a mistake and never did it again. Combine these ideas with a good dose of consistency, and your toddler's behavior should eventually improve. To help your parenting thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Bader Sports Center is heating up the winter cold with hot deals on the things you need to enjoy your favorite outdoor activities. Save 20% on Big Bill insulated base layers and heater body suits now through March 1st. Special savings on select styles of lacrosse and Danner outdoor footwear. And don't forget to check out the selection of Stormy Cromer apparel for men, women, and children. Bader's even has Stormy Cromer for man's best friend. See all Bader specials on their Facebook page. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
98Q Country.
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love. Kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me and now I ain't looking back. Cause you look like waves on a sunset and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. Truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you.
It's the country you want.
I'm gonna be your ghost story.
From the artists you love.
It's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old. A little girl came through the front gate holding a fishing pole. His dad looked down and smiled, said, "We can't leave her behind. Son, I know you don't want her to go, but someday you'll change your mind." And Johnny said, "Take Jimmy Johnson, take Tommy Thompson, take my best friend Bo, take anybody that you want, as long as she don't go, take any boy in the world. Daddy, please don't take the girl." Same old boy, same sweet girl, 10 years down the road. He held her tight and kissed her lips in front of the picture show. Stranger came and pulled a gun, grabbed her by the arm, said, "If you do what I tell you to, there won't be any harm." And Johnny said, "Take my money,
take my wallet, take my credit cards. Here's a watch that my grandpa gave me. Here's a key to my car, Mister, give it a whirl. But please don't take the girl. Same old boy, same sweet girl, 5 years down the road. There's gonna be a little one, and she says it's time to go. Doctor says a baby's fine, but you'll have to leave, 'cause his mama's fading fast, and Johnny hit his knees, and there he prayed, take the very breath you gave me, take the heart from my chest. I'll gladly take her place if you'll let me, make this my last request, take me out of this world. God, please don't take the girl. Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old.
Lots full, gonna ride that cow with a Dallas bull. Everybody in the ATL is coming. DJ's got those speakers thumping. Got a black Ford, not a white Mercedes. Walking in the front door, checking out the ladies. My buddy says, hey boys, I'm buying. Hottest girl in, he's giving me the eye.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink the bad all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party. Your hands up high, about to tie one on. Talking gone, gone, gone. Turning all the wrongs into right. I can drink to bed all night.
Working on the sweet thing, sitting on a bar stool, doing shots of Jack. Girl, gonna take it old school, saying hell yeah to every song they're playing. Do you wanna dance? Baby, I'm just saying.
Everybody knows it's gonna be one of those. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high. About to tie one on. Talking gone, gone, gone. Turn. I can drink to that all night. That's the stuff I like. That's the kind of party makes you throw your hands up high.
to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.